Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Thomas Buckley. Disney is hoping Deadpool and Wolverine, which opens this week, will turn things around for the Marvel franchise. So, Thomas, how important is this movie, not just to summer, but for the entire franchise?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. So basically, I think that Deadpool and Wolverine is a very important film on multiple counts. Firstly, it's the 34th film in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, which has been incredibly successful over the course of its history, starting out since 2008 with the critically acclaimed Iron Man. It's grossed about $30 billion at the box office. But in recent years, it's actually seen some underperformance in terms of titles such as Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, and also The Marvels last November, which marks the lowest ever open for a Marvel film. So resuscitating the Marvel franchise is very, very important for Deadpool and Wolverine, which is certainly looking to do. And it comes amid underperformance in the wider Disney movie studio as well last year. And also is hoping to resuscitate the fortunes of ailing cinema chains that have had a lack of product due to the twin actors and writers strikes last year.
You know, I can't imagine who would tire of Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman, but talk about some of the recent Marvel releases that didn't live up.
Absolutely. So if we think about Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, that was the third installment in a trilogy of Ant-Man films. Now, it generated over $400 million at the box office, but its budget was high enough that it meant that Disney wasn't able to recoup its production budget. So it was an unprofitable film, and ticket sales came in quite a bit lower than other installments in the Marvel franchise, including, for example, Guardians of the Galaxy, which came out later in the year and performed much better with over $800 million at the box office. And then more recently, the last film in the MCU before Deadpool and Wolverine was The Marvels. That was not a successful film, open to the worst results actually in the history of the MCU. And so I think that the time was ripe for a reset, and certainly Disney is hoping that Deadpool and Wolverine will be that.
Yeah, because are people tired of the characters? Are they tired of the genre? Or are they tired of going to the movies?
You know, it's a really interesting question. I think that there was this perception, certainly coming out of COVID, that the landscape for cinemas wasn't the same anymore, that fewer and fewer people were going to the movies. And it is true that attendance has been down year on year. But that being said, point to individual films really succeeding in bringing audiences out and into seats. For example, Pixar's Inside Out 2, which is currently the highest grossing film of the year with over $1.4 billion worth of ticket sales. I think that when it comes to the superhero genre, It is true that it suffered from some saturation. Marvel was pumping out about 4 films a year and needs to start pulling back to focus on those high-quality individual films. And films don't feel cookie-cutter. I think that there will be broad appeal for them. Across the superhero genre, you've seen this before. I mean, certainly Batman, for example, is a character that has been beloved since the 1930s, but is being consistently reimagined. And when it's done well, it is pulling those audiences into seats. And the same will be true of Deadpool and Wolverine.
Thanks for the analysis and the perspective, Thomas. That is Bloomberg's Thomas Buckley. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 right here on KCBS. And for more, you can tune in to Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.